Hello, ladies and gentlemen, and welcome to Active Reload. I know what you're thinking. This looks a little bit different than previous episodes, and that is correct. That's because I did get a new haircut. Thank you very much.
Thank you very much.
For noticing. He got a new shirt, too. Thank you very much for tuning in. We got some new stuff on the horizon here. New shirt.
What are you talking about?
New haircut. We're all looking different here. No, this is our new digs here. Welcome to the new Active Reload Studio. We're primed and ready to go here.
Let's go.
And we're taking off, if you will, in the podcasting sphere. And we're ready to go. So, this week, episode 91. That is insane that we've been doing this almost 2 years now.
Yeah, I know.
91. We're going to be talking about, to be honest with you, there wasn't a whole lot of news that really...
Just talking about video games.
Yeah, it didn't... if this... Oh, man, if our studio would have came last week... Can you imagine GTA 6 and new studio? We didn't get that though.
Yeah, I know. Whatever.
Bad timing. But this week we still got some stuff to talk about. Mafia, the old country, got a release date. We'll talk about that a little bit. We'll talk a little bit. FBC Firebreak. It's the multiplayer game from the Control studio. Whose name I can't remember. What are they called?
Remedy.
Remedy, yeah. And then also Sinking City. We can talk about that a little bit. They got a remaster.
I have something to say about that.
He's got something to say about it. He's upset. Welcome to the show. Let's get into it.
Let's go.
All right. Ladies and gentlemen, let's right off the rip, let's talk some freaking video games. So we'll start with...
Dude, look at this
Mafia.
Awesome TV.
Check it out. Look, hey, look at this. It's the trailer for Mafia. Mafia, the old country.
Oh my gosh.
I'm going to mute it really quick so we don't get in trouble. But this is it. We have the new trailer for Mafia. It looks pretty cool. It's going very...
I've seen it many times.
It goes very kind of Red Dead Redemption in style, to be honest with you. With a lot of horseback riding. You see a lot of that style. From this early trailer, it's supposed to be in the early 1910s, if I remember correctly. And they show some self-action gameplay and whatnot. But they got a release date at the end of this trailer as well. August 8th. That's a mere, 4 months away, right?
Yeah, this is good because...
3 months away?
Because you got to pause every once in a while.
So we don't get in trouble?
Yeah. But this I'm excited for this game because I played the heck out of every Mafia game.
I know. I love the Mafia games. One of my favorite series of all time, Mafia. From first one to the second one. Third one I loved a lot, even though it's not a lot of people's favorites.
No,
understandable.
It's not that great.
Whatever. It also basically killed the company that made it in Hangar 13. Yeah.
They're making this.
I know, but they basically had to restructure everything and then go back into it. It burnt the entire thing to the ground.
For God's sake.
And then they came back.
Who cares?
It's like when companies file for bankruptcy now. It's not really. They're just like, hey, we need an influx of cash. So we're filing for bankruptcy. That's usually how it goes.
Business talk.
I know.
Active Reload.
So, yeah, this is I think this trailer is actually pretty cool, to be honest with you.
Yeah.
I was impressed with some of the stealth mechanics that they were showing off. It seems like they got a lot of the same combat and whatnot playing or
environmental stuff.
The car footage and everything, I think, looks really cool.
You know what I'm happy about this right here? What everybody's upset about.
Why?
Mafia has a history of having annoying driving missions that are really difficult. I don't think they're difficult at all. I think it's just they're realistic for the time. It looks very heavy and it looks like it can't turn very well. Well, guess what? When you're driving those old cars going 60 miles per hour, you can't turn at all. It's basically a missile into a wall.
Plus, this one, again, they are leaning into some like horse gameplay and whatnot. Like it feels very, to be fair, like
it's great.
A lot of what became spaghetti westerns came from Italy. You know, that's why they're called spaghetti westerns. So it makes sense.
It's from the director.
Yeah, I know. But
he's Italian.
I know. That's my point. But it also is very inspired by old mafioso culture and whatnot as well. Sicily and Italy in those early 1910s.
It's also very, very much inspired by Japanese filmmaking, too.
I mean, it takes inspirations from everything, obviously. But also, if you like look at the architecture in that shot, this feels very, as they're riding in on the horse and what it looks like, this feels very, like this looks straight out of like the Mexico missions from Red Dead.
Yeah, it does.
So.
Are you running at 480p here? What's going on?
Is it at 4? No, I have it set on auto, so it's at 720p,
okay.
Which is the auto, whatever. We'll change it if we need to. There's the change. So yeah, I don't know. I thought this looks really cool. But the big thing from this trailer that I got out of this, they're releasing the base edition at $50. This is a $50 game.
That's awesome.
The deluxe edition will be $60, but they're zagging while everybody else seems to be zigging.
And I said that this was going to happen. Remember?
Yeah. We'll see how much it actually ends up changing. I don't know if we actually need to do that because it's not embedded into the video.
We do. Looked it up. Don't worry. Trust me.
Okay.
The editor.
All right. I'll take your word
positive.
For it.
Positive. Can't be throughout the whole thing. It has to be like 30 seconds at the most. There is, remember what I said about when we had the episode on pricing?
Yeah.
About how I don't think there's going to be a standard anymore. I think the standard will be, you can price it however you want to do it, competitively price. I think this is a $70 video game, right? This is a almost AAA game. All the Mafia games are extremely high budget.
That's the thing about this one is I'm curious if it's more Hangar 13 being like, hey, we're trying to get back into your good graces because we saw how much of a mess people thought that Mafia 3 was. So they're like, hey, let's release this at a cheaper price just to try to get people back into what it was that Mafia was.
The last game they released was the remaster, the remake.
Yeah.
What was it called?
Definitive Edition. And that was all three games, to be fair. It was 1, 2, and 3.
They sold them.
They put them together. Yeah. And also,
I bought it singularly.
The remasters, other than the first one. And the first
were terrible.
The other two were not good. You'd be better off just playing
the original version
of them. Yeah. And that's what I've ended up doing with Mafia 2. I don't even play the Definitive Edition of that game. I just play the 360 version of it because it's better, which is interesting.
It's filled with audio glitches, the remaster. Yeah,
it was a mess. And they could have fixed it since then because well, there you go.
They haven't.
That's how it works.
I tested it not too long ago, about 3 or 4 months ago, but it was awful.
It was a mess.
I mean, it's been out for a few years at that point.
I don't remember what they released that at. I can't.
I think it was like 20. It was around 2020, right?
Yeah.
There you go.
Well, let's see what it's going for right now. Was it Mafia, the Definitive Edition? Mafia Definitive Edition.
Look at us. Look at year 2025.
On Xbox? You can get it right now for $6. Oh, my goodness. $5.99.
That's
normally
a steal.
Normally $40.
That's a steal.
Go and play that game.
It's also on Game Pass.
I wonder if that's because of the trailer that was just released, and this is probably, like a celebration.
Yeah, definitely.
Yeah, you can also get it with Game Pass, but $6, normally $40. So there you go.
This game's awesome. It falls apart near the end, but awesome. And I love the original.
You don't like it towards the end? I think the ending's the best part.
No.
Are you talking just like technically?
Yes.
Okay, gotcha.
Falls apart technically.
Also, Mafia was kind of like the beginners of the beginners is the wrong word, but they really kind of popularized like the half in, half out open world where you can do the open world stuff, but it's still mission based. Does that make sense?
Yeah.
And then LA Noir does it as well. Like Rockstar game.
I mean, when the original Mafia came out, it was like PS2 era.
Yeah.
And it was like a GTA clone, but it was a lot more refined, a lot more story involved, story focus.
Right.
But it was pretty cool. Driving was not that good. No. And it was, it's all right, though.
And that's the other thing. This Definitive Edition,
I loved it.
The Definitive Edition made all of that a lot better, obviously. Yeah. So the only thing that I didn't like about the Definitive Edition, and you said you did like it, and there's reasons to enjoy it, I guess, but the voice actor for one of your buddies is one of the most annoying just voices, period, I've ever heard in my entire life. I can't remember his name. I'm sorry to that person.
Yeah, whatever.
But I can only listen to him for so long before I'm like, I want to claw my ears out.
He's got a high-pitched voice.
Also, by the way,
I love that. That guy's hilarious.
Pretty popularly, one of the hardest driving missions to get finish on the hardest difficulty is the racing mission in that game. Like, from achievement people, they're like, this game, this stupid driving mission that you have to do the race in.
It's because they don't know how to drive in video games.
Yeah.
I
Mr. Wreckfest here.
I could absolutely dominate it on the hardest difficulty. It is no problem for me whatsoever.
Yeah.
Because I play Gran Turismo.
Right.
I mean,
do you think the people that are also achievement hunters that do that?
No, I think they're a bunch of nerds. Also
drivers don't play driving games as well?
No, they don't play driving games. Okay. That's weird. A lot of driving game enthusiasts stick with driving games.
Yeah.
And a lot of people who don't play driving games never even try it at all. I think it's a huge mistake.
Well, what do you mean? Like
I don't like same with sports. Maybe I don't think a lot of like big GTA gamers are playing. Maybe not GTA, but let's say Mafia gamers are playing Madden. Or they're playing Gran Turismo.
Well, yeah, crossover for that sort of stuff is not big, but it's.
I just think that's a mistake. I think anybody can play Gran Turismo and anybody can play Madden.
But it's just two different genres, like hugely different genres.
I guess it's a racing simulator is.
Yeah, way different than Mafia. Or are you saying like racing simulator is way different than Madden?
Yeah.
Okay.
I mean, it's a big. I got it's you. Like across the aisle.
Yeah, I don't. I play all of them. So.
You play a lot of racing sims. You play F1.
I play F1 more than anything. I'll play that's as far as sims go. Not really. That's F1, but I'm much more of arcade racer. So like the Horizon games.
Yeah.
Forza Horizon games are my favorites. So
yeah,
I don't know. Anyways,
FBC baby.
Yeah. FBC Firebreak.
This guy had no idea that this was coming out.
Yeah. I had no idea that this was a thing. I'm surprised that it's a thing. If I'm going to be entirely honest with you, I don't know why it's a thing is my second thing. I don't know who this is really, who this is made for.
It's made for people who like co-op shooters, like Left 4 Dead.
Okay, but it's the Remedy team making it.
Why not? Who cares?
But I've never gone to a Remedy game and I didn't play Control and was like, this game would be killer co-op. Like I never thought that one time.
I didn't.
I didn't think that, and I didn't think that when I saw Alan Wake. But
this is also a first-person shooter.
Yeah, I'm just, I don't know. It's very, this just feels like kind of the same thing that, like the Outlast team was trying to kind of capitalize on when they did Outlast Trials, which granted, Outlast Trials, not a bad game, but again, it's not something that I'm like, it was more like I play it, I'm like, I don't know if they're bringing in Outlast fans to play this game or the co-op, you know, PvE players to play this game. Does that make sense? Also, terrible name. Just an absolute FBC Firebreak. Like, you're not going to bring anybody. Nobody's going to know what FBC is outside of the control
community. I mean, even I didn't.
Yeah, so it's did like I.
Federal I was Bureau like, of Control.
Federal Bureau, because that's the name of the company in control is the Federal Bureau of Control. But nobody else.
It looks like you're in that building.
Right. But yeah, you're definitely in this building because these are the same enemies that you fight in Control. So I don't know. This just looks like it, to me, it just looks like they played awesome. Control and they were like, Hey, we can make a multiplayer game out of this kind of, I guess. And that's just kind of what it looks like to me. It doesn't look like they're really doing a whole lot of anything that different. So I don't know. It just doesn't look like, I just don't understand who it's made for, I guess, mainly.
It's made for co-op fans.
I know. Are you going to drag away people that are also playing other co-op shooters? Because the people that are playing Remedy or like Control, they're not cool. I mean, not all of them, obviously.
You think this is going to be a failure on Remedy?
Failure is maybe the wrong word. I just don't think it's going to be as big as their
hoping. Either way, I have codes for it. It's this weekend, and I'm going to get my hands on it.
He's bought and paid for it, ladies and gentlemen, by Remedy.
Good.
How'd you get codes?
I love Remedy.
I like Remedy, too.
Did you just sign up?
Or?
Yeah, I signed up.
Oh, okay.
Gotcha. Last week, I think.
It wasn't like they emailed you. That's what I was hinting.
No, they called me up. They are big fans of the show.
Yeah.
Obviously, they're one of their... Him and the main guy of Remedy, him and Strauss Zelnick are our number one and number two
viewers. You don't even know his name. You don't know his name.
He looks like Max Payne.
Oh, yeah. That's the head? I thought he was just...
Yeah, that's the head of Remedy, I believe. At least he used to be. I don't know what he's doing now.
He's probably just doing voice acting and face work now because that's all he needs to do.
No, he's the face of the company for sure.
Well, literally, yeah. That's honestly what the logo should be for Remedy is just that dude's face.
You running this at 60 frames here? What are you doing?
I'm just running it at the auto so I don't have to change it every time.
Okay.
How about that? Look, and you can be sticky note, man.
Yeah, those sticky notes are cool.
Anyways, yeah, this is beta's coming out. Again, I just don't really know. This isn't for me. And I love Control.
Well,
and I love co-op games.
You know what? You know what else isn't for you? Every game ever.
No, that's not true. This looks cool.
Yeah, there's like the sticky
note monster.
Yeah, that was really cool.
Anyways.
Yeah. So you're not, I mean, don't you like Left 4 Dead? Don't you want to fill that hole that Left 4 Dead Part 2 has left?
Right. However, it would be closer to like if... what is a better example of this? It would be like, I guess Elden Ring is doing it right now. It'd be like if Elden Ring was like, hey, let's make a multiplayer game. I don't understand it.
Every Souls game is a multiplayer game.
Okay. That's an even tighter connection.
So now they have narrowed it down.
But Control doesn't have any of that. They've never made a multiplayer game. It's never been a part of a multiplayer aspect. Neither of the Alan Wake games.
Do you know what game was a multiplayer game that they made? Actually, no. They made the single player campaign of the multiplayer game. It was that. You've mentioned it a couple times. It was the Chinese made game. Smilegate was the developer. It was like a Counter-Strike clone. Strike Force or something like that. Part two.
Strike Force?
Something like that.
Remedy multi.
No, it was a Remedy. Just type in Smilegate.
Oh, yeah. Remedy Smilegate.
Come on. Yeah. Crossfire.
Oh, yeah.
Crossfire X. Yeah.
And that went well. That was sarcasm. That did not go well. That game was dead on the vine, unfortunately. All right, so, it'll be interesting to see how this performs. I don't know. It could be very, very good, and it's Remedy, and I wouldn't be stunned if it was very, very good. I mean, they make only good stuff, so.
Yeah.
Good luck to them. I hope it's good. I hope it is good. I don't know if I'll play it, though.
Well, whatever.
That's the thing. Hey, Sinking City, have you ever heard of Eldritch Horror? Just kidding. Everybody has, because it's only the most common piece of horror other than vampires.
I think it might even be more popular.
They're making a remaster of the Sinking City. Nuts.
This is going to make me angry.
He's going to get angry over this. That's okay. I never actually played this game, so this will be a good jumping off point for me.
So it's called The Sinking City.
Yeah.
And guess what? This is a remaster of The Sinking City. Real quick on the plot. It's basically an adaptation of Shadow over Innsmouth with a little Call of Cthulhu in there.
I was going to say, guess what? You go to a city, everybody's tired. Can you guess why? That's right. Big octopus underneath it.
Yeah, everybody starts to turn into fish people. Yeah. But in this game, they have like a family divide where the family is fish people.
There's a monkey family and a fish family.
In the story Shadow over Innsmouth, everybody's slowly turning into the sea, basically. The sea is overtaking the town and everybody. That's why
it's called The Sinking City.
Yeah. So this one is really good. I got it on PS4, right? When it came out.
Yeah, I remember when this came out, I thought it looked really
cool. And it was buggy, but it had had a lot of charm to it. And then the PS5 version came out. And guess what? Mm-hmm. I had to pay full price for the PS5 upgrade, which was a legitimate upgrade. It had a higher frame rate. It had better textures. It had a whole bunch of stuff. And then now they're remastering it. It doesn't look like much of a remaster. It looks exactly the same as on my PS5. Apparently, is it a $10 upgrade for me?
It says it right here. It says it's free for existing owners.
Free for existing owners. Yeah, okay, so that's me, right?
I believe so.
There are two developers who made this game. They were fighting over it
that's right. I remember reading that.
In some sort of lawfare.
So, available for free for all existing owners of The Sinking City on PS5.
Okay.
So it's free for you, right?
I hope I have it on PS5.
You have the PS5 one.
Yeah.
So, is that what you were originally upset about? Is it was going to be expensive?
Yeah, I thought I had to pay $10. But now that I see right here in parentheses, free for existing owners.
You come in here upset and you...
Well, you told me it was a $10 upgrade. You're supposed to do this.
For the PS4, it's the same thing that the Nintendo Switch does.
So the PS4 has to... Okay.
It's a $10 upgrade for the PS4. That's funny,
because if I wouldn't have paid... I paid $50 for a PS5 upgrade.
Yeah.
Now these guys get to pay $10 for a PS5 upgrade?
Well, yeah. I mean, that part is annoying. But to be fair... I mean, not to be fair, this is one of the stupidest trends that we're getting in video games right now, unfortunately, is it feels like every single...
Frogwares. It looks like they won the lawsuit.
It feels like every single developer that has made a somewhat successful game in the past, in the past generation, is making a remastered version of it, either for free or $10 or $50 if you never owned it. Like, that's just the trend that we're seeing right now for other video games. And you know who was the main culprit of it? The Last of Us. They're like, hey, we're going to do this about 7 times. How does that sound?
Sony's the main
Sony. Corporate. But I mean, definitely more so Last of Us than anybody. Like they are definitely the ones that started.
Aren't you so happy with this nice PS5 and Xbox Series generation where it's just remasters?
I mean, to be fair, we are currently playing one of the greatest games I've ever played.
What?
Clair Obscur. That game doesn't exist outside of this.
Yeah, but it could run perfectly fine on a PS3. With lower graphics.
Yeah, okay, but you can say it for any game. You lower the graphics and it'll run perfectly
fine. It's a JRPG through and through. It could run on a PS2. Not in terms of the graphics, but there's nothing special in this game other than it's really good.
Yeah.
It's not GTA 6.
No. Well, that'll be the one that'll sell every... I mean, that's going to sell consoles more than any other game probably ever has. So, apart from Zelda.
Imagine a Breath really low resolution clear obscure. It's like the Switch version.
Imagine Final Fantasy 14.
You mean Final Fantasy...
Whatever. The one that you compared it to.
10.
10, whatever. There's too many of those.
I wish you played
video games. We're going to get Clair Obscur Expedition 34, 33, and then it'll be on like the Final Fantasy track. 34, 35, 36, 37, 38, all prequels.
You need to beat the damn game.
Yeah, I know. I do need to beat the dang gang.
Sorry.
So yeah, this remaster, it was shadow dropped today, out now, as you can see. So go and get the game. Check it out. Looks pretty cool.
Yeah.
If you haven't played it, this feels like it could be for me too. Because again, it was one of those games that was on my radar, looked very cool. I've seen people play it. I just never ended up playing it. It's like a detective story, right?
Yeah, it's
like
good.
You're a detective.
You have to dissect a crime scene. You go in and out of like a vision.
Yeah.
You have
you're losing in your
sanity meter, like every H.P. Lovecraft horror game.
Yeah.
If you get scared, you start to hallucinate.
Yeah.
There's things like that. Enemies start to repeat each other over and over again, which is a little annoying, but you don't really need to fight them.
To be fair, this feels more
like this is way more combat heavy in this trailer than
it actually is.
It actually is. Yeah.
To be fair, this game also looks like something that Remedy would also make, too.
Yeah, this trailer, but it doesn't doesn't feel anything like a Remedy game.
Maybe not compared to what about Alan Wake? That's what I compare this to.
No.
When I'm thinking about it. No? Okay.
All right. No.
Never mind then.
Yeah. It's more like it's kind of an open world, but pieces open up more.
It's like Mafia.
Yeah, that way. But smaller scale, I guess.
Okay. Well, cool.
You can drive a boat.
Dude, let's go.
It's really, the level design is really cool. But once you start to get into the interiors and start to do the same thing over and over again, it gets a little annoying. But the story is good enough to drive you through. I already know what happens.
I was going to say, is it if you've read H.P. Lovecraft, is it predictable?
Yeah.
Okay. Guess what? There's a squid.
Squid Man.
You figured it out. That's all Cthulhu.
Right. Notable games releasing this week.
Yeah, that was the news of the week. There really was not a whole lot. Is there anything like quick word you want to touch on?
Yeah, we're just testing a lot of stuff too.
Yeah, well, I think it's going well.
Is this date going well? Can we get a slap? Every time we give each other high fives is always like off camera. Now we can actually do it.
We also have, by the way, our surprise at the end of this episode, too.
Yeah,
we got a surprise game. So we got to move on. That. All right. Games releasing this week. This is the game. We're going to start off here with the game that I was excited for last week that I talked about a little bit. The Precinct. This is what I was talking about, by the way. It's not all the way top down. It's like also 3D scaled.
It's isometric.
There we go. That's the word I was looking for last week. I could not think of.
Okay.
This is The Precinct. It comes out. The day of recording this, May 13th, so it's probably out for everybody right now. Go and check it out. Looks really cool. I think a lot of the like art design looks very interesting. Yeah, and it's all like very also like you do a lot of this stuff, and then it's also very by the book too.
Yeah.
So like
that's what I heard. The biggest complaint was that
it gets a little too like by the book. Yeah, like you can't do LA Noir where you're driving on the sidewalks, and then they just give you a fine.
There's not going to be a crossover of like Schedule 1.
No.
In this game.
That's a good idea, though. That's actually a really good idea. If they wanted to do that, even though the art style wouldn't mix at all. But
really would be cool.
If this game becomes popular.
Dude, shout out for all these indie devs this year that are dominating.
Yeah, they're really popping off.
I'm happy about that, dude.
But
that makes me happy.
Like even there's a lot of stuff in here that looks like other things. Like there was the radar that pops up here in the bottom left that looks straight out of GTA.
Yeah, I mean, it looks like Gran Turismo 2.5.
Yeah. But like, look, even like you have a lot of the, like you have to like do tickets and stuff like that and do it correctly and everything like that. So
this looks good.
Yeah, I'm excited to play this. I think it looks really interesting. And again, it's out right now, so go check it out. Looks pretty cool. I'm excited. Go check it out. We have Star Wars Outlaws gets a DLC that everybody is raving about. I know everybody's so excited. It's called Star Wars Outlaws, A Pirate's Fortune. comes out May 15th.
And that was really funny. I played the demo yesterday.
Of this DLC?
No, of the game. They released a demo. I went through the demos because I wanted to play Mecha Break. Yeah. Not Mecha Break. Metal Eden demo again and re-download it.
We do that every time we talk about that game.
It's okay. It's going to be a problem.
Yeah, it is.
And I saw Star Wars Outlaws demo. I was like, oh, cool. Mm-hmm. I looked at the reviews and it said this demo does not do anything to it. And I was like, oh, you know, I'm just going to check it out.
Yeah.
Because there's a lot of haters on this game, for sure.
I was going to say.
I mean, I might be one of them, but...
This is one of those games, it's very odd, because I've heard two opposite sides of the spectrum of this game. I've heard this game is... Outlaws is not very good whatsoever.
Like, I played it, it's terrible.
I've also heard that it's one of the better Star Wars products they put out in the last 15 years. That's
embarrassing.
For who? Star Wars?
Star Wars,
yeah. Yeah, I mean, that's fair. I don't have a trailer for this one because I
think
didn't
I think
care.
It's made by the guys who did The Division, right?
Yeah, team? I thought the Ubisoft Division team was making like another Division game, weren't they?
There
was like
the Heartland that was
that got canceled.
Canceled,
but I don't think they were the Division three. On this. I think this is a different group.
Okay,
I could be wrong.
Well, it definitely feels like the Division. And do you have a trailer for it?
No, I didn't. I didn't because I was like, nobody's going to care about
who
this.
Who cares? But I played the demo, man. Star Wars Outlaws. That game is a missed opportunity. Odin's been wanting to play it really bad because he's into Star Wars right now. And it was really bad. And Odin didn't like it, which is hilarious because he likes everything.
It is massive entertainment, which I think that it is.
It's massive. So same people, way worse than the Division. It's massive.
Yeah.
Way worse than
the Division.
That's
the other thing, though, is I'm like, I do want to try that game just because.
You can try the demo.
And I like Star Wars.
Do you like Star Wars?
The world is a better place when Star Wars is good.
Yeah, I agree.
I think that's a fact. When Star Wars is making good products, the world is a better place.
Well,
but
world sucks then.
Yeah, we haven't had very many. And here's the thing. I've heard Andor is amazing. I haven't felt the need to watch it.
You're going to have to pay me a lot of money to watch it.
Even though Rogue One is also one of the best things they've made in the last 15 years. I don't know. The Jedi games. I like the Jedi games. Jedi Survivor, Jedi Fallen Order.
Yeah.
Very solid.
The Titanfall team doing Star Wars.
I know. I'm okay with
Titanfall
that.
3, but within the Star Wars universe?
No, I would like Titanfall 3, but we're never going to get that. So
yeah, because they're doing Star Wars.
That's not the reason, and you know it. It's because nobody played Titanfall.
No, it's because EA threw... We don't need to do this discussion anymore.
Nobody played Titanfall. That was a fact.
Bullcrap.
It was a fact.
A lot of people...
It underperformed. They said that.
It underperformed because they sent it out to die.
Yeah.
They sent it out to release a week before their other product, Battlefield 1.
You know what else did? Horizon Zero Dawn. They're still making those games.
Star Wars. Battlefront.
It's got longer legs because people have realized later on that, hey, whoa, this is a fantastic game. And they're also selling it at $2 for the deluxe edition.
People immediately were like, this game was great.
Yeah. Yes, of course. But people weren't immediately coming off of Battlefield 1. Battlefield 1 was a huge release.
And second of all, we're talking about Titanfall 2.
Yeah.
Titanfall 1 was extremely successful.
Yeah, okay. It wasn't as successful as I think wanted it to be. It was supposed to be the COD killer. It was the Respawn game.
It was. It was the COD killer.
It was not the COD.
It didn't make as much money. But which one? What game came after that? What COD game, Call of Duty game came after that? Advanced Warfighter.
Right.
Which had jetpacks and running on walls, just like Titanfall.
Right. No. Okay. Yes. Yes. Right. But Call of Duty did that before Advanced
Warfare. No, they didn't. Titanfall came out first, and then Call of Duty were like, oh man, we have to. These are the people who made Call of Duty and made the trend. Titanfall came out the year before, or even that same. It came out before. I promise you. Here's some money.
November 14th, 2014.
Okay.
March 11th, 2014.
There you go.
They weren't making that. They were making Advanced Warfare in the same amount of time.
They knew exactly what they were doing. They knew exactly what Infinity Ward, which turned into Respawn. They knew what they were doing. They knew what Vince Zampella was doing.
Right.
They're like, Vince is going to change the first person shooter genre. Let's copy it. Let's do what he's doing. So they did. Man, I don't know how old you were back then.
24. I would have been a junior in high school.
I was into it. And that was a big thing. Everybody knew what was coming and that Call of Duty was about to copy Titanfall.
And
Titanfall was a Xbox exclusive.
And here's the thing.
And PC.
Advanced Warfare 1000% outperformed Titanfall.
Yeah. Of course, right. It's Call of Duty.
So it wasn't a Call of Duty killer.
It was in terms of gameplay.
No, that doesn't mean anything.
Okay, whatever.
There's plenty of games.
I don't know what you mean by Call of Duty
killer. It killed the franchise.
No.
Just like they said, Killzone was going to kill Halo. It was the Call of Duty Halo
killer. I think when people say the killer, I think they mean like the cultural number one as opposed to number two in terms of like what gamers are going to play.
Yeah.
Not kill the franchise.
Titanfall is not that.
Okay.
Titanfall is not that. Call of Duty is still running the culture of first-person shooters.
Oh, my God.
It's talked about every single year.
Okay.
Titanfall is still talked about in, like, the undercurrent of things. It's not
Titanfall is beloved.
Yeah, it's beloved, but not by the same amount of masses as everybody else for
the reason why people didn't play Titanfall 2 is because of the publisher. They sent it out to die on purpose. Vince Zampella and those Respawn guys, they burned a lot of bridges when they left Activision. A lot. They sued. Oh, sure. They sued each other.
Yeah,
for billions of dollars.
Right.
Okay.
And the most successful product they've made is Apex Legends. That is a fact.
Okay. Man, that sucks.
Yeah. Unfortunately.
Okay.
And then that's also why we won't get Titanfall 3. It's because Apex Legends is so successful.
No, oh, God, that game sucks. All right.
Oh, also
Doom coming the Dark out, Ages.
Literally today, if you have the pre-order, which if you do. Enjoy this game. I hope you're having a lot of fun. But for us poor folk out here, this comes out the 15th, which is on Thursday.
It comes out tomorrow at 6 p.m. here.
Does it really?
Yeah, it does. Looked it up.
All right.
5 p.m. Pacific.
I won't be here on Thursday. No, I'm just kidding. I'll be here. But I'm going to play the hell out of this. This game looks awesome. More I see about this game, the less I want to see, to be honest with you, because I want to just keep playing. I just want to play it. I just want to play this game so bad. It looks awesome. These guys, the people at Bethesda, at id, it feels like they just don't miss when they're making these games.
Yeah, say id.
Id, Bethesda publisher, yeah, whatever. Yeah.
So this isn't the Elder Scrolls Doom.
No. No, this is id's, yeah. id's Doom.
It's good. Dude, I like the melee aspect.
I can't stop watching it.
The counter aspect.
You're right. Shield, the blocking
the
counter.
The shield counter.
Yeah, the parry.
Yeah. Parry. There we go. It's going to open up a lot of stuff. It looks like more grounded.
Yeah.
Looks wider, less arena-like.
Yeah, there's no more double jumping or anything like that. You can dash.
I guarantee that comes up.
No, you can't. I've seen it.
You've confirmed you're going to spoil it?
No double jumping anymore. It's all dash-based.
Look at this.
The other thing that's very impressive about this, the Pacific Rim stuff looks so cool. The thing that I think is also most impressive about this is the fact that they have made like changes from Doom 1 to Doom Eternal, pretty drastic changes. And then now from Doom Eternal to this one in terms of gameplay aspects. And they all seem to work like in every single one of their games.
Yeah, worked. I know. You know what else seems to work is it running at 60 frames on all kinds of hardware.
Yeah. Well, and they're not being held down by it's not on Xbone or PS4. It's only Series X, PS5, and PC.
Series S, too. You know, that's hard to make a game for. You know it.
Yeah, we don't talk about that one.
Series Most S, people have one.
I know, it's true. And the original Xbox One. This is the thing that's going to drive people to buy Series X / Series S, is the like games like this that are only coming to the future gen consoles.
And Game Pass.
And Game Pass, too. So,
yeah,
I don't know. This game looks just so cool.
I can't wait.
I'm going to play the hell out of this game. It looks awesome. I cannot wait to kill things and rip and tear and listen to the music too.
Really good music.
I'm very curious to see how much I like the music because it isn't Mick Gordon anymore.
Here, unmute it real quick.
Well, no, we're definitely going to get
just 5 seconds. If we
do that. No, I don't want to do that. We're testing that too much.
I know how to do it.
We're testing it too much. I don't want to do that.
Okay.
But yeah, I don't know. This is going to be an awesome game. I'm so excited. I'm so excited.
Cool.
God, about time.
And then Roadcraft.
This game, oh man.
Is this a grand game?
This is a grand game. Let me read this before I play the trailer. Okay, real quick. So I saw this game and I was like, oh, Grant and Odin.
Yeah, I know.
They're going to freak.
I've seen the trailer.
Hard F and R. They're going to freak. See my lips right there? You run a disaster recovery company.
Oh, I already love it.
Specialized in restoring sites devastated by natural disasters.
Can I devastate it?
I don't know. Many tasks await you to restart the local industry. Clearing debris, replacing faulty equipment, rebuilding roads and bridges damaged by weather, and much more. With your vehicles, choose carefully your itinerary through abandoned factories, submerged dams, or out-of-service solar fields. As the operations manager, that'll be you.
That's me.
Guide your transport trucks by plotting their routes on the map and ensure no obstacles block their way. Look at this. Look at this. Look at this. Look at this game. Look at this just perfect. This perfect Grant and Odin game to be chilling on a Sunday afternoon. You're going to be driving around. Look at this.
It's like MudRunner.
Yeah. That's the first thing I knew you were going to say. Look at this. Disasters. And you're like, oh, I'm Grant.
Oh, I can take pull down stuff walls. Down.
Oh, I'm in the desert. Oh, I'm in a stupid buggy truck that doesn't make any sense.
This looks like it's made by the... It is made by the same guys.
It probably is. Yeah, because it does look very similar.
Oh, I didn't know that.
Dude, look at this. I saw this and I was like, oh, this is Grant. Just through and through.
It's like a job being a game.
I know, it's a job sim. And there's nobody I love more that I know what would love to work construction if it didn't mean working construction than Grant Urie. That's his thing.
Oh, it's true.
Yeah, this honestly, even for me, I was like this game.
I like it.
This game looks kind of, look at this. He's moving the greater vertical. The boom. I don't know what any of this means.
Yeah.
He's pushing debris up.
Yeah.
I was like, man, Grant's going to love this.
It's cool.
Look at him. He's enamored.
Oh, good. I don't have to line it up very much. You just drop it in. Drop it in.
And snap it into place. It
snaps in.
Look, you got your own little junkyard. And there's vultures flying over it.
I hope it takes place in Russia.
Maybe. I don't know. They said they have 8 maps. So okay. There you go.
Like there,
Roadcraft. Oh, look, you drive into the... Is this going to change his car? No way.
Shack. Okay.
Oh, okay.
Oh, yeah. You make routes. This is made by the MudRunner guys.
This is you. That's
which is a Russian company. And it feels very...
Look at this.
Russian, incredible. Which I love. Cool.
This is so funny. I was like, I saw this and I was like...
Oh, I like it.
Grant's going to be all over. Well, guess what? It's the 20th. That's next Tuesday, I think.
Okay.
He's going to be gone all weekend or all next weekend. He's going to be playing Roadcraft.
Odin is going to start summer soon.
Yeah, true. When does he get out? A
couple weeks.
There you go. All right.
Why do you want to know?
Well, I was just curious.
Yeah.
Because I don't remember when the dates are because I was a kid once too. And I remember.
You want to babysit?
No.
Daycare?
No. You know what we do all day?
This. Video games.
Play Roadcraft.
That's what you do?
He'd be like, I'm so hungry. I'd be like, dude, let me finish the level.
You're right. Get a job, look at this. Odin.
Get a job, Odin. Pay for your own Roadcraft expenses. All right.
We're playing.
I was gonna say, do we want to do games we're playing this week, or do we want to do the quiz first?
I want to talk about games we're playing. How much time? Hey, producer Frost, how much time we have? Okay,
close enough.
He gave us the.
I don't know.
The old I don't know.
Whatever.
What does the time is that say?
It says 3:19. We probably started about 2:45.
Okay,
give or take.
Let's go.
All right, games we're playing. Guess what I'm playing?
The same game you always play.
Clair Obscur is what I am playing right now. I don't know if I'm going to beat it in time for Doom Dark Ages to come out, but I'm still going to beat it. It is so good. There's nothing I want to be playing more than that game right now.
It's just driving me insane. I want to talk to somebody about this game.
Much like Roadcraft, it's driving you insane. It's driving you up a wall. It's driving you through a ditch.
Can you please, like,
dude,
you're right at the end.
I get it, but can I just play it at, like, my own pace?
No.
How's that for an idea?
You have a show to
yeah, I know, but, like, look, I'm, you know?
Yeah.
I'm playing lots of mini-bosses. I beat a couple. I'm having fun. The other thing, too, that just enamors me about
the
mini-bosses. The mini-boss, the music. Oh, my God.
I know, it's
it
really
feels
good.
So different every time I get into a boss. I'm hearing the music. I'm like, there's no way the same people that made the previous song I just heard made this song because it feels so different. It's a perfect game. It's the perfect video game.
Yeah.
And there's no such thing, but this is a perfect video game. I love it. I adore every second I play this
game. I don't think it's a perfect game, but it's the best game of the year I've played so far.
Definitely. Yeah.
I keep saying game of the year, but I should mention so far.
We get lots of, honestly, even so far, we've had a crazy year.
Dude.
Kingdom Come.
I was going to, the topic I was going to bring up was like, we're eating really well.
Yeah.
We're into quarter two, deep into quarter two, and we are eating real well.
Kingdom Come, Clair Obscur. You could throw the Oblivion remaster in there too if you wanted to as a great release. It's just been Splitgate.
It comes out later though.
Not Splitgate. Split Fiction.
Split Fiction
had a very good launch and release. A lot of people like that game. So
yeah, and the new games and new IPs all over the place, which is what I'm happy about.
And more coming in the fall.
I mean, I complain that we're getting remasters, but the AA is actually taking the crown and they're actually giving us original good games.
You know what? Maybe in the grand scheme of things, maybe it was GTA 6 that was running away from this year.
You know what? You know what else? Concord is really good.
We don't talk about that game. Was that this year?
Yeah. I don't know.
No, that was last year. Had to have been. And then it died in like February.
I mean, that wouldn't make sense. Like it was a week.
Yeah, that's true.
It was 10 days.
Jesus.
I don't know. It might have been this year. It might have been this year.
All right. Yeah, that's mainly what I'm playing. I'm going to play Doom Dark Ages, and then I'll play The Precinct probably a little bit too this week.
Cool. So, I think, is that going to be on Game Pass, The Precinct?
I don't think so. No, I don't think so.
Okay.
But I'll double check. What are you playing, Graham?
I'm playing Kingdom Hearts. You ever heard of that game?
Yeah. Speaking of games with bad names.
Kingdom Hearts?
No, I'm thinking mainly of like the
It's not. You would have saw.
Yeah.
You would have saw.
Buy it. $30. So there you go.
Yeah. Cool. Anyway, so Kingdom Hearts. Odin has been, we changed his room. So he's sleeping downstairs and I have my PlayStation 2 down there. And he was like, can I watch you play? And I was like, you want to watch me play a video game?
You want to watch me play Kingdom Hearts?
I've never had my son say, hey, dad, can I watch you play? He's always like, he always wants to play.
And then so you're playing like, for 10 minutes and he's like, this game sucks.
No. I was like, well, if I'm going to need to have him fall asleep, right?
Yeah.
So, I was like, well, he doesn't want to play. He's not going to watch me play SOCOM or Killzone or NBA Street. So
why not any of those games?
I don't know.
Okay. Just no interest.
It's more fun to play those games than it is to watch. So that's like, he's 6 years old, almost seven. So it was a Kingdom Hearts. And I did not spoil the Disney connection.
Oh,
and then when Donald Duck. Line. Yeah. Started walking out and going, rah, 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 you know?
Yeah.
Odin was like, he sat up and he was like, what?
Is that who I think it is?
Is that
Donald Duck's music?
he was not pumped. He's not a huge Disney fan, but he was like,
he recognized it though. Yeah.
Yeah. I told them that Mickey Mouse is the king and all this is Final Fantasy. It's Final Fantasy and Disney.
Yeah.
So. You didn't understand any of the Final Fantasy references.
Yeah, no kidding. You're like, so you get this thing called a Keyblade.
Yeah, the Keyblade.
The universes are combining together.
So we were building a raft and we're still on the island level. He got freaked out when the hooded man came in the very beginning. He's like, only you can open the door. Stuff like that. We're really weird. Last night he was like, Dad, that actually freaked me out. Which he was happy about because he likes getting scared because he plays like Choo Choo Charles and stuff.
Okay.
Poppy Playtime. No, he doesn't play that, but he likes it. He doesn't play. I don't allow him to play that game.
Yeah, you should have him play Outlast.
Yeah, right. and then I'm playing, I played Star Wars, of course, right?
Dude.
So I was really disturbed by how bad that game is and how bad that demo was. Why didn't you just freshen up the demo? I think the demo might have been a cut from before all the upgrades and updates. That's what it felt like.
Yikes.
So I was like, hey, Odin, I'll show you a really good Star Wars game. And I fired up Star Wars Republic Commando, which is a squad-based shooter like the old school Rainbow Six games.
Brothers in Arms is what I think of when it comes to those.
But less tactical.
Less tactically. Yeah.
More like corridor shooter.
More kinda. Like Blazing Angels.
It's like the old, Rainbow Six games. And then... And you are a Republic Commando, which is like a stormtrooper, but before the Empire.
But not a clone.
And not a clone. You might be clones.
No, you're not clones.
Okay, you're not?
I don't believe so.
It's really good, though. Good shooter. And it runs well on Xbox Series X. Yeah. I don't want to say great. It runs better than the original Xbox version, that's for sure.
Speaking of a game that Respawn could do.
Yeah. Yeah. Oh, no.
Oh, no.
Yes.
Yes.
I wish they would have done a... you know, Republic Commando sequel. But we want my boys to do this.
No, I don't want them to do this.
We want the boys to do it.
Okay, if they did a remaster, sure. But then Respawn is like, hey, we're making a sequel.
So my boys, Night Dive Studios, who are big fans of the show, they have done a remaster of Star Wars licensed games before.
Right.
They did Star Wars Dark Forces.
Yeah.
So we've been talking about. And they've done Xbox and PlayStation 2 remasters. So they can do it. Come on, guys.
They probably have their sights set a little higher if they wanted to.
Though. No, not higher. This is perfect.
No, if they wanted to do Xbox,
you can add the co-op. Add online co-op, which these guys can do.
Do they have to get the license from both Xbox and PlayStation?
They'd have to get the license to do it. Night Dive, my boys are good at getting licenses. Let's just say that.
Yeah. They also did. No, it wasn't them that did. That was Aspyr.
Yeah.
I did the other one.
We don't talk about that.
Yeah. The Star Wars remasters, they go well.
Yeah. So I played almost the whole thing and then almost beat it. It's not a long game, but it's
good. No, it's not. I remember it being pretty short.
Yeah.
But that's a great. Yeah. Republic Commando is awesome.
Yeah. There are some low parts where it's like, whoa. What do I do?
Yeah.
Just keep shooting a guy that's responding constantly. Yeah. I must have to go somewhere. But yeah, it's good. All right. That's the games we're playing.
That's now, usually where we end the show.
But we have something special.
That's not where we end the show. All tab. Look at this.
Ladies and gentlemen. This is for me, right?
We are guessing the game. We're trying to work together. This game looks like something you'll know. I'll back away.
Yeah, that's Axiom. Axiom Verge, yeah.
One or two?
Oh.
You want to go one?
If it's not Axiom Verge, it's something in, like the Axiom Verge was inspired by. I nailed it. Boom.
That was first try. I am good.
I'm telling you.
You got a first try. Okay, all right. I want to see the pictures. For the
play video games, everybody. Well, I deserve this damn podcast.
This game looks terrible.
Well, no, this game's amazing. Oh, dude, Axiom Verge is amazing. This is a very, very good
game. These are never.
It's probably the best Vita game out, like, if you play it on Vita.
You know, you sold me less than you could have when you first said it.
Yeah, I want you to do another one.
Yeah, let's do another one. Where do I even press?
Go to previous days.
God.
Look at
almost had a seizure.
That. One guess.
Oh, what is this?
A green? Hold on.
I know what this is.
What? Sid Meier's. Golf.
Yeah.
There's no such. Oh.
There is. Sid Meier made a golf game. He played. What was the name of that stupid game? He made it. I don't think it's the golf game, but I know he made it. I know he made a golf game. Anyways. What do you. Other than that, what do you think?
Warcraft 2. Or 1.
Let's go. This one. Let's just two.
Okay.
Because we have really no idea. Okay.
Oh, it's close.
68% though.
It was close.
68% on Metacritic.
It's a turn-based strategy game, it looks like.
I was thinking when
it's like Civ.
I thought it could be like Zootopia. Because I think this looks like a builder.
No, yeah, it's not Civ. It's too zoomed in.
Yeah. I think this is a builder.
Can we even see this thing? Can you zoom? Can you like make it bigger?
You want me, like.
Okay.
Do you need me to zoom in though on the screen?
No.
Okay. Gotcha. I'm gonna type in Zootopia.
Okay.
Because that's what I'm thinking of first. Zootopia.
No, it's not Zoo Tycoon.
Right. Yeah. What am I? Oh, Zootopia is the movie.
Yeah, it is a movie.
That's funny. Sorry.
Good job, James. You should have said that first. We would have, man, dude.
I wouldn't have guessed that though the first time. It was just grass. I know it was just grass.
But you said Zootopia, didn't you?
I said, well, if I typed in Zootopia, they'd be like the Disney movie.
Either way.
Let's do another.
Okay. We have time.
We're nailing it right now. All right. Let's come crashing back down.
Okay. Oh my gosh. What is that? Don't adjust your dials, everybody. It's as blurry as that is. What?
Okay, so it's a 3D, but the 3D landscapes look bad. I can't tell what this is.
This is a dam.
It is a dam. Damn, you're right. Sorry. Dude, I have no idea.
I'm going to guess and say...
could it be a Zelda game? No, Zelda games don't look like this. No,
you can't go there.
Yeah.
That looks like somewhere in the background.
Could it be a Halo game? Like a Halo Wars? Something like that?
No way. They didn't have textures like that. That's like a 2001, 1999 money texture.
They had textures like this in the, like when Halo won the original Xbox.
I'm going to say skip. I can't make an educated guess here. We're going to be sitting here forever.
Unbelievable. Metacritic score is 62%. There's Spider-Man. That's not really him, but that looks like his mask.
That's a stupid. This is dumb.
62% Metacritic score.
This looks like, I don't know. I'm going to say, just say Titan Quest.
Okay. Titan Quest?
Yeah.
Dude, some of these don't feel like real names. I'll be honest with you. Is it one word?
Right.
There it is. Titan Quest. Whoa.
Oh my
gosh. GameCube. GameCube and a score of 63% or 62% on Metacritic.
Oh, GameCube. Final Fantasy.
Final Fantasy got a 62%.
No, yeah, they had Crystal Chronicles. Try Final Fantasy Crystal Chronicles.
Crystal Chronicles, Echoes of Time.
I don't know which one. The first one.
We'll just do that one. Crystal Chronicles. Yeah. Bingo. Oh, Strategy Pinball.
Okay.
Interesting. This
is ridiculous. Strategy Pinball?
A pinball game on the GameCube.
Look at that cursor. What is the cursor for if it's a pinball game?
Action Strategy Pinball. Shogun. Yeah, yeah. That's a good call. It does look like a Shogun, too.
Yeah, this is not like a pinball game. I don't know why pinball is in there, because it's not another category. Okay.
What is this? Dude, pinball threw me off. Could this be a... what's the name of the games that just came out? Or they just had like a remaster of it come out?
Yeah, I know you're talking about.
Big Battles?
Yeah, I know.
Was it Warrior?
Dynasty Warriors.
Dynasty Warriors. Why not? Let's try
it. No, it's too zoomed out for Dynasty Warriors. Just do it, I guess. It'd be two.
2006. Wow, a GameCube game in 2006.
It still looks terrible.
Yeah. Why does this look so bad?
Skip.
What is this?
Vivarium.
Wow. It is a pinball game. Wow, this actually looks cool.
It is a pinball game.
Look, because you got the big rolling ball right here. Dude, I kind of mess with this. I'll be honest. This looks kind of cool.
Nobody knows this game whatsoever.
I'm going to play this. This looks awesome.
It looks awful. It looks awful. That's the worst looking game on
GameCube. This style of like a pinball game kind of looks cool. I love that it is actually a pinball game. We were like,
it's
there's
like
no
a real time strategy pinball.
Yeah.
What is it called? Is this? Can we just go over?
Odama?
Never heard of it. I've played a lot of video games. All right.
Let's do one more. We lost.
Okay.
We lost. So one more. Hold on. Let's read the. Real-time strategy puzzle game developed and published by Nintendo for the GameCube. Developed and published by Nintendo.
Okay. Nice fail, Nintendo. You don't knock them out of the park all the time.
I was going to say, to be fair, it is Nintendo, so they love to throw stuff out there.
This is why Nintendo made the Wii after this. All right. Let's just go.
Last one. All right.
I know this.
Trees.
I already know this. I can't remember the title. It's like...
You got like a cartoony Skull and Bones.
Yeah, the guy has a mask over his face on the cover.
Hawks. No,
it's an Xbox Live Arcade game.
You know what I think of actually? First thing I think of Far Cry Primal. I know it's not that.
No, it's not. I forgot what it's called. I'm never gonna remember it.
Skip. Yep. Metacritic 82%. Skip.
Skip.
I gotta see if I can find this.
What? Now I'm.
It's a PC game.
This looks like Civ 4.
Ping Station.
Yeah. It's Civ 4.
Was it 82% only on PC, though? Was Civ only on PC?
Civ 4, I think so.
I always struggle spelling Civilization. There we go. Civ 4. Bingo. Nope. This is a Civ game, though. It's got to be.
No, it's not. It would tell you if it's the same franchise.
Oh, yeah, you're right. So, PC game. What is 4X? What does this mean?
4X. It's a strategy game.
4X,
that's the genre that Civ is in.
Like Age of Empires?
Yeah, probably around there. 4. Okay. Just skip and just say goodbye.
2014 strategy game on the PC only. I have no idea. Amplitude Studios SAS. This does just straight up look like... Oh, is it? Oh, no, it's not Kingdom...
Go. I don't know what it is.
Endless Legend.
Wow. Wonderful, everybody. Good job.
We don't end on losses here.
No, we're not doing it. We got to do something.
One more. You know this art. More like fart.
Oh, come on.
Dude, I don't know what this is. I've never seen this picture in my life. I'm skipping.
Skip. 70, okay, hold on.
78%.
Aladdin on Sega Genesis?
That's a good... I like that.
No, it wouldn't have got 78. It would have had a 98.
You think so? Let's try it.
Okay.
Disney's Aladdin or just Aladdin?
I don't know.
Let's go Disney's Aladdin. Oops. Xbox Series, Switch,
Bastion?
That's a character in Overwatch. Nope. Isometric strategy on the...
Super Nintendo.
Also on the Series. is on the Series.
Okay.
Xbox Series, Switch, the X-Bone, PC, okay. PS4, PS5.
I don't know.
This is a...
Advanced Warfare on the Game Boy Advance.
Oh, Call of Duty?
Oh, Metal Slug Tactics.
Dude,
sorry.
This is a
brand new game. I wasn't expecting a new game.
Yeah, of course. Metal Slug Tactics, bingo, you got it. All right.
At least I got it.
Thank you, Sensei.
Yeah, you can't miss those SNK guys.
I don't even know what that means, what you just said.
Yeah, you don't play video games.
I guessed one, though, and I'm going to play. I want to play Odama now. That looked actually kind of cool. That was right, I like Odama, pinball everybody. Games, and that looked right up my alley, so I'm going to play that.
You should play Demon Pinball. Have you played that?
Don't talk to me like that. Sorry. All right, we're going to wrap things up. That's Active Reload. We're going to try to do those games every week now at the end of the show, just for some fun things to send you off. So if you're the listener, go and check out the video.
Yeah.
We just played it, and it's not going to make any sense to you in the video. Yeah. I just realized, or in the audio. I just realized that, but that's okay. Just go listen to it. Check it out. Thank you very much for tuning in. New studio, new us, as we say. Like, subscribe, follow, rate, and we'll see you next week.
See ya.